But we do have David Rotfleisch, who has been looking at the information from a information meeting, technical meeting that took place earlier today about what could happen to the CRA as this strike drags on. He's a tax lawyer and a chartered professional accountant in Toronto. He represents individuals in small and medium businesses. Thank you very much for joining us, David.
My pleasure. Glad to be with you, Amanda.
I'm wondering what stands out from you from that technical briefing.
Well, there's really only one key takeaway. The other points are interest and somewhat motherhood. Key takeaway, no extension of the filing deadline. And to my mind, that is a big mistake. I mean, CRA has a duty to taxpayers, has a duty to the union to negotiate the best deal possible for everybody. I accept that. And if a strike happens, a strike happens. And it's out of their control. What is in their control? The ability to delay the tax filing deadline of April 30th. It is unfair and unreasonable to require Canadians who may require advice from CRA through their helpline or other services to file their returns on time, even if they can't get the correct advice. So taxpayers are going to be left with two choices. Don't file at all, get hit with a late filing penalty, or file and guess as to what your filing position should be, and you have a potential of other penalties if you file incorrectly. So there's likely going to be challenges if taxpayers are assessed for incorrect filings, for late filing penalties, and we end up having to go through appeals and into tax court. Why? Why should they not extend the filing deadline? It makes no sense to me.
Okay, let me just go over some of the notes CBC took from that technical meeting. It says that the labor disruption will most certainly have an effect on services. They anticipate delays on processes of returns, especially those filed by paper. Benefit payments will be prioritized. The Canada Child Benefit would continue. File your taxes as soon as possible, they say. They say that every year. You can make changes by using e-file or change my return. Canadians are encouraged to use CRA's online services to manage their tax affairs. Now, it says here, register for a deposit, change your person. There's a whole bunch of little details here. And we'll be posting a story on this in a few minutes. But there's no plan to extend the tax filing deadline this year. As you note, David, CRA will automatically process returns received electronically from individuals and businesses. In the event of a labor disruption, a certain CRA services may be delayed or unavailable. Most specifically, we anticipate there may be delays in processing some income tax and benefit returns, et cetera, et cetera. You mentioned delay. There is already a large delay in trying to get disputes taken care of. Can you talk about those delays?
Well, CRA and the Tax Credit of Canada both are still recovering from the COVID shutdowns. CRA was completely shut down. The Tax Credit of Canada was completely shut down. Even before the COVID shutdowns, there were long delays in audit, in appeals, which is the notice of objection if you object to what CRA assessed you, and in voluntary disclosure applications, which is for some of your earlier callers, if you haven't filed your tax return at all or on time, or you made a mistake in your tax return, even deliberately, you file a voluntary disclosure application, no penalties, no criminal prosecution, a break on the interest. The VDs, voluntary disclosures, are running at 15, 18, 20 months right now, appeals, something similar. So these are just going to get worse. And if there is an extended strike, and hopefully there won't be, CRA is scheduled in tax court. The litigation officers are likely going to be on strike as well, which means you're going in front of a tax court judge where CRA does not have their expert witnesses. So I don't know what a judge is going to do. If he decides or she decides to postpone the trial, then we get more backlogs in the tax court. If the judge dismisses the case again, it finds in favor of the taxpayer, dismisses CRA's position, then CRA can potentially appeal this because it's not fair to CRA. So it's a mess. No, that part of it, not in CRA control, strikes a strike. But as I said, the filing deadline, absolutely CRA control.
The Canadian Federation of Independent Business says that more than half of their business owners have to call multiple times before connecting with an agent of the CRA, and less than a quarter of them felt confident. This is a survey that they did to their members. Less than a quarter of them felt confident in the answers they got. This is worthy of a show, what's going on the phone trying to get through to CFIB. Where does that leave these people? Who can't get through.
So, I mean, I'm saying that taxpayers will have questions when they're filing returns, will need to reach CRA. The problem with that is that the frontline help is notoriously undertrained and frequently does not give accurate answers. So, you know, the CFIB survey saying they lack confidence, absolutely correct. CRA is really in the position of collecting taxes, not giving tax advice. Unfortunately, you know, most people can't afford to pay for accountants or for lawyers, need to rely on CRA or CRA publications, which are better now that the online is available. But it's not a reliable system, and the inability to get through to CRA is a long-standing problem. They have improved it over the years, I think partially because the volume is going down through because of the internet, but it's an ongoing and known problem.
Do you have any insight about what's happening behind the scenes here? So managers are going to take over the CRA, and in the case that this becomes an extended strike, what do you think that, do you have any insight on what that looks like behind the scenes of what it will look like with managers trying to take over the ship? Can they for an extended period of time?
It's impossible. I mean, there's 50,000 odd CRA employees. So how many thousands of managers are there that can take this over? I mean, they will hopefully manage to do what they say they're going to do, you know, getting CCB benefits out, essential services only. I mean, there's no way that they can deal with, nor should they deal with an audit or an objection or an appeal or a voluntary disclosure application. There's just no ability to do that. I mean, they're backlogged now in the normal course. So it's not possible for managers to do anything other than the bare bones minimum. And, you know, the reality is, you know, the government will legislate them back if it's an extended strike. I mean, it's all of these services are essential. And, you know, you'll give the union some time, you'll give the employer some time, and eventually you'll pass back-to-work legislation.
David Lametti, the Attorney General, was asked if there are already legislation in the works to bring people back to work. He was asked that this week, and he did not answer that question. David Rotfleisch, before we let you go, what will be your advice to your clients? Keep going? Keep filing on time?
Well, our clients, we can advise them, and their accountants can advise them as to how they need to file. So it's not really a problem for them. I mean, our clients are not going to go to CRA helplines to ask what they need to do. I mean, their accountants are going to advise them. If the accountants don't know, they're going to call us. I mean, we filter it through the accountants. But people who cannot afford to pay accountants have a problem. I say they're either going to file incorrectly or they're going to delay, which means you're subject to an immediate 5% late filing penalty. So you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. My advice would be file. If it's wrong and CRA assesses you, you'll object based on the fact that they were on strike and you couldn't get the answer you needed.
I want to thank you very much for speaking with us this afternoon.
My pleasure, Amanda.
I'll be talking about